something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's the coffee shop know-it-all.
We play a new game, Jay or Dan.
And the world's longest small talk conversation. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
$157, bud.
Is this Girl You Really Got Me?
Yeah.
If ever there was a back to school jam.
Because we only had four jams, but this is rounds it out.
This is the fifth one. It's like when Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes 2 years in a row, and the second year he comes up to the podium and says, "Where was I?"
Yeah, was that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so but you dropping the fifth back to school jam a week later is the same kind of
totally.
Deal.
Totally. Yeah, no. And that's the song that when we opened up for Van Halen back in 95, Alex like handed his drumsticks to me. He's like, "Come on, you want to play this, man?"
It was during that song?
Yeah, because Eddie did his solo and then he would go into You Really Got Me. He would do Eruption into You Really Got Me, just like the record.
And isn't that like, just four on the floor, bud? You could crush that.
I know, but I was so scared that I couldn't do it. I was freaking out. I was like, man, there's like 40,000 people, and Eddie didn't even know that I was going to be doing that. So I wasn't sure if, like, I'm sure he probably thought it would have been fine, but, like, he's just starting the song, and, like, I just was too shocked. And I should have, I don't know why I balked, but I should have got in there. And I would definitely have gone in there even the day after. And it one of my few regrets.
Well, I was going to, this raises a great question. Do you have regrets in life?
No, not really, because this is where you get from that, from whatever you decided. But there's sure, if we all had time machines, sure there's moments where I have regrets, yeah. I've said mean things or stupid things or done dumb things that definitely I would get a time machine fix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't have regrets, then come on. What about people you've, you know, made feel bad and didn't mean to or said something that was totally, like, inappropriate and didn't mean it or, you know what I mean? Just stuff that's like, man, that's just, pretend that didn't happen.
Hey, that's interesting. You know? I wonder if most of our regrets have to do with ways we made other people feel versus things we wish we'd done.
Well, I think that's like what I mean.
Things we wish we'd done differently versus things we wish we'd done.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, how do you not regret that, you know?
Yeah.
But do you have any regrets, Jonathan?
Well, the short answer is no, because I'm so happy in my life right now that, you know, if anything was different, I wouldn't have ended up here. Mm-hmm. But like those are in the macro kind of big picture ways, but in the small picture, yeah, I'm sure I said things that weren't very nice or didn't come out the way I'd hoped or made people feel not great. Those things you wish you could change. But as far as like, man, I really wish I'd done blank, I don't really have any of those at all.
No, that
I don't have a bucket list. Do you?
I do have a little bit of a regret with not trusting my instinct. I've told you that many times before. Yeah. But that's something I think a lot of people have in life when they figure it out, hopefully, that you have to trust yourself. But
that is true. And I think it's not a regret, but I know that I spend a lot of time and energy trying to please and appease other people. Mm-hmm. And probably learned later than I needed to that you can't, so you might as well not spend your energy in that way. I don't regret it, but I spent a lot of time doing that.
Did you ever say something where someone like took it completely the wrong way and really got mad? Like, I've done that, but I'm trying to think specifically of where someone's like felt bad and I've been like, oh my God, I totally, that's not what I meant.
I had one, I can't remember if I've told you this before. It was during Street Sense. It wasn't even something that I said. The director came out of the control room to give me a note. He was someone I idolized. Thought he was so cool. I was probably 16. And another actor on the show was standing beside the camera. So when the director walked away, that actor looked at me like, "Ooh, you got in trouble." And I gave him the finger. But when I gave him the finger, the director had made his way back into the control room and sat down. And it looked to him like I was giving him the finger into the camera.
Oh, wow.
And he came flying out of the control room and was like, "What is your problem? I was just trying to give you a note. Who do you think you are, one of those?"
Oh, no. And then you couldn't correct it, really, right?
Well, not only did I not do that, I was so confused because I didn't even put it together until later that that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So have you ever had someone extremely furious with you and you really genuinely can't understand where it's coming from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's so confusing and it makes you, I don't know, made my knees buckle because I didn't understand it. His level of fury was so completely out of whack with, I don't know, our conversation. I couldn't even figure out what was going on.
Well, I remember my dad flew off the handle 1 year because he at Christmas, there was like a rough patch where he was like I think the only time where my parents were separated for like the holidays, for like literally like 3 weeks or something, but it was a huge deal. And it was at Christmas, and I was at our grandparents' place in Papa Doug and Grandma's.
How old were you?
Probably 12 or something. Around 12. Around 87-ish.
Yeah.
And 12, 13 or something. Anyway, I think, 12 is right. That's pretty much the number. It was when I lived in Ferguson Vale, which is like outside of Barrie. But it was like a rough patch, and we were at Christmas, and my dad was like, "Hey," like I gave everybody like from Santa Claus, and didn't say it was from him. So when he gave it to me, it was $20, and I was like, "Wow!" Like, because then we could go to the movies at night or whatever. And I was like, "Thanks, Santa," just out to everybody, and didn't thank him.
Ah.
And like time when everybody's like, "Thanks, Santa," when they got his thing. And he just blew his top, like left. Because
he thought he wasn't getting props for the gift?
Yeah, but he was like, "Well, I didn't mean it like that." And I, you know, once he blew up, I was like, "Oh, fuck." He was not feeling that at all. But that was a miscommunication right there that caused a bit of a Pompeii eruption.
It is a terrible feeling as a child to disappoint your parents. And I definitely have a few memories from my childhood of certain looks I was given by each of my parents where it's like, "Oh man, I completely let them down." And I try to be really aware of it now because there's no worse feeling than the look on their face when you realize they're kind of gleaning that you're disappointed in them.
Yeah.
Or the worst is like sometimes I'll kind of snap and then they actually weren't doing what I was accusing them of. And then you feel tiny.
Or the really bad one, the, "Dude, sorry I pissed your couch, man."
Yeah. That's maybe the worst one. Hey bud, let's hit the tour dates because they're coming up soon.
Oh yeah, how about that?
Like it seemed so far away when it seems so far away.
Yeah. When
when we announced them, but now here they are. They're only a few weeks away.
Yes, September 25th at Yarmouth is when we get things going.
And now Jim Cuddy is playing in Annapolis Royal the same night, which is nearby. Our tour is the Buds and Suds. And had we known, as I said to someone who pointed it out, we could have called it the Buds and Cuds tour. We could have teamed up.
I know. Well, I wonder what the timing's like. We're at the Red Knight Enterprise.
Yep. Tickets at the door. I think tickets are only 10 bones because it's our first time into Yarmouth. We want a bunch of people to come out. Yeah. So we made a choice because the initial run had us in St. John and Fredericton on back-to-back nights. We've never been to St. John, always had a great time in Fredericton. But every time we go to Fredericton, St. John buds are like, really? No St. John? So we opted for St. John this time out and decided to drop a Yarmouth in the mix so we could have, you know, meet some new buds face-to-face. And I know we have some buds down there, so looking forward to seeing all the Yarmouth buds.
So to straighten it out, it's September 25th in Yarmouth. It's the 26th in Halifax at the Marquee.
Yeah, 27th. Our bud Jeff runs the show at the Marquee there, and he's great. Looking forward to getting back there.
The 27th in Truro at your hometown.
This I know, at the Marigold Center in Truro. This is a really big deal because we're trying to figure out who would come and whether it'll be friends of my in-laws or whether some buds will come from Halifax. But excited. I think that'll be a whole different flavor to do a show in my hometown.
And we have a day off after, which is even more exciting.
Well, we actually because the 28th we're at the Lunenburg Authors Festival.
Well, no, yeah. So, yeah, I meant day as in daytime.
Yeah, right.
That's the oldest trick in the book of fixing a falsehood, bud.
Well, we might have the night off because I think it's an afternoon sesh at Lunenburg.
Oh, it is. Even better. Perfect. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that, too. That's going to be a quaint little vibe coolness, right?
Super fun. Hitting the bird. Beautiful town. Home of the Blue Nose. The 29th, we're in St. John, New Brunswick at the Sanctuary Theater. The 30th, we're back on PE1
at PEI Brewing Company. Big Al and the boys.
Yep.
Right? Can't wait to see those guys. Yes.
Then we have a day off. Then we're in Windsor, Ontario at the Beer Exchange on my birthday, October 2nd.
Yeah, how about that?
We're at the Royal and the T-Dot on the 3rd.
And St. Catharines.
And St. Catharines on the 4th.
And the Royal Theater, the Royal Cinema in Toronto, and the Warehouse in St. Catharines. I think we're gonna have a good time, a sneaky good time on your birthday in Windsor.
I think so too. The other thing is, what is the other thing? Oh yeah, we're gonna have West Coast dates are gonna be announced soon.
Yeah.
For the start of 2019.
Yeah.
We actually have a couple of runs, some old familiar places and some new places as well.
Mm-hmm.
So West Coast buds, we're coming to you. Don't worry about
it. We're just rolling. Every couple of months, we're going to be coming to towns. That's just how we do.
We're rolling. We're hating. We're Berlin.
So hey, hold on before you go there. You mentioned Mark Knopfler for a second. I've been laughing over the last couple days, thinking about imagine if Dire Straits, if he was just the front man. up there with no guitar.
Aww. And
that's how he sang, and he had a dart going, just like one of those rough and tumble skinny.
It's a good thing he plays guitar, because he has no presence otherwise.
No, but imagine it would kind of be awesome, because the songs would still be wicked, right? It would be something.
You know what we should do?
Singing. It's just kind of he's hanging out almost the way he's singing, right?
We should audition new frontmen for Dire Straits. Corey Hart. Here I am again in this arena town.
And then it's Mark's just like, that ain't working.
Yeah. Oh, Mark's trying to find a new frontman for the band. Here I am again in this arena town. Cut.
Here I am again in this arena town.
Cut. Hey, Jeremy Taggart, this is what I was going to tell you. Remember we were camping in Foxborough last week?
Yeah.
And remember we were staying at a campground that we really like?
Yeah.
It's near Gillette Stadium, right?
Yeah, there's just a Tom Brady's away from Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, but guess what? It's also near.
What?
The Dell Technologies Classic.
Oh, the golf tournament.
So there were all these high-end motor coaches in this campground.
You didn't see John Daly roll by, did you?
No.
Oh, no, he's not in that. That's right. He's not.
No, but Bubba Watson and Jason Day, there were half a dozen PGA guys staying in this campground in their motor coaches.
Oh, nice. Did you talk to Jason Day and give him some
makes so much sense that that's who it was, because
that's not how you start a fire.
$2 million buses, where you know, they'd go play the round and then come back and hang out with the fam and barbecue some stuff and have their caddy over for a barbecue.
Yeah, good times. Life on the road, those guys.
Well, it makes sense that they would travel that way, though, and take a little bit of home with them. And it just never occurred to me before.
Yeah. No, that's a good move, right? Because they have the... how big are those little coaches they got rolling in there?
Well, if you want to look them up, one of the mm-hmm. premium lines is called the Realm, R-E-A-L-M. Mm-hmm. It's the Four Travel Realm. Those are a Millsy. And then Millsy. There were a couple, there was a Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L. Those are 2 Millsy.
Whoa.
But you'd see like high-end SUVs driving Whoa. Into the park and dropping masks off at their trailers.
Yeah. Or the rental BMWs or whatever they get for the tournament.
Yeah, but they also have, another giveaway was like 4 or 5 cars on the campsite. The caddy, the nanny, the maid, the whoever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, the Gary Gugatami crew roll by?
Yeah. Yeah, Gugats was in sight 7-Eleven. It's where the after party was every night.
Hey, you see him? He's like, okay, guys, how much you give me to hit that island over there, the little tiny island?
Yeah.
One of those deals? Making more money on the course? On the beach?
Well, I saw a couple guys with, like, bags on their sights, but the bags were the size of a U-Haul.
Yeah, no way.
Like, why do you need a bag that big?
Because they got their week's wardrobe, right?
Is that why?
Yeah, they wear those clothes, and yet they have the week's wardrobe going.
Do you mean W-E-A-K? Or do you mean wardrobe for 7 days?
I mean, they have the layout, right? Different shoes, different pants,
right?
Shirts, and yeah, and then all their other equipment and 50,000 pairs of underwear.
It's it was an obnoxious display of on the road wealth. But I like that they want to keep some sense of normalcy and some family consistency.
Yeah, that's how nice. It is. Is that so? You're saying those buses? Is that like the one that Will Smith had on the film set that was like beyond ridiculous?
Not the double decker. Not okay, you park your Range Rover upstairs on the bus. Like not that kind of opulence. But they were pretty baller.
Yeah.
A couple of Prevost tour buses.
Oh yeah.
Like those, they're pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go on busforsale.com, which I do every 2 days. You can find all kinds of gems. I think I told you a couple of years ago, Willie Nelson's band's tour bus from the 80s was on Craigslist for $35,000.
Beautiful. It's got that had like the horses on the side, the mural, right?
Yep. Wagon wheel, like saloon doors and everything.
Well, we had the driver that drove that bus at one point. That's Jim Boatman drove that bus.
Oh, did he? The legend?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Boats.
I like lived in a Prevo for frickin' 15 years, pretty much.
By the way, ones. I forgot to mention when I was in Sudbury doing Letterkenny, Dalesy, who plays Derry on the show, said, "Man, I listened to your podcast just before we went on tour, and all of Taggart's hot tips about which bunk and where you want to be in the bus and which way your feet should be facing and all that stuff could not have come at a better time."
Nice. Perfect.
He boned up on all that road stuff. That's and it right, served see? Him well. Because those guys were road banging hard, too.
Yeah, they're good tips. And always remember to bring a laundry bag.
Why?
With holes in it.
Why?
So it doesn't stink and air can get at it.
What?
Just because. Well, you have all your luggage, but you should have a bag for laundry. And either keep it separated from the bag or keep it in a plastic bag in your bag.
Who does your laundry?
You'd either do it yourself every week and a half, or you get it sent to the Fluff and Fold for like $40.
It's probably worth the $40, no?
That's what I did most of the time, yeah.
Was there anyone on your bus, perfect. And you don't have to say names, but that had a habit that drove you crazy, like maybe their feet weren't fresh, or maybe they chattered their teeth or bit their nails or were gaseous? Sure.
Yeah, lots of all of the above. You know what I can't handle is people that sip their drinks. It's very annoying.
Especially it's a little thing, but the 50,000th time they do it in your presence, it's all you can hear.
No thanks.
Yeah, just take a break,
bud. My bunk.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch. She talks crazy talk.
It's so dirty.
Okay. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you?
Just about the same.
A whole lot of nothing, eh?
Wind just blowing. Just sitting here. You know?
Just wind blowing the stink off you. That's it.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's hot, too.
What's on the go today now?
It's hot.
Isn't it some hot?
Yeah. I noticed that.
What's the news anyways? What are you hearing?
I don't know. Not much going on, I guess.
Really? It's oddly quiet, isn't it?
Hey, it is like, it's not only is it hot, but it's like, I just got nothing to do today. I'm just find myself, you know, just pretty bored.
Isn't that funny? Because it won't be long now before people start doing that thing again that they haven't been doing for a while.
Yeah.
Good summer, or?
I'd say, you know, it's been, kind of went by pretty quick. Like a
Didn't
match.
It, though? Didn't it just?
Mm.
Just in the blink of an eye, it's like, at first it wasn't summer, and then it was, and now here it is gone.
What kind of tree is that, anyway?
It's an elm, I think, or a fir.
Yeah?
Yeah, or a pine or an oak, or it's one of those, you know, I'd say, or not.
I don't know the difference anyway, you know.
Do you know what? I remember they used to teach that stuff, but they don't anymore.
What's that?
Trees and whatnot.
Yeah.
Used to be a time in school where they wouldn't let you leave before you could recite all your trees.
It's about time to cut the grass, too, eh?
Well, and it's about time they cut down on all the paper they use from trees. But did you ever notice that at the start of the season, the grass grows so fast, and then at the end, you don't have to mow nearly half as much as you did at the start?
Yeah.
What do you got for a mower?
I don't know. I think it's electric.
Is it? Oh, one of those electric ones.
Plug it in and...
Way she goes, what?
Just... What?
Way she goes, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, I don't know, I got tomatoes came up, I got a few tomatoes.
Well, I was talking about this yesterday, did you start them indoors in February?
Nah, I don't know, the wife did it, eh?
Oh, she's the tomato person in your house.
Yeah.
What's your expertise? Fruit and vegetables, honeydew? Honeydew this, honeydew that?
Yeah, I don't know, I just eat them.
Oh, well, everybody has a job. You're the compost bin, are you?
I know, an old 9-to-5er. That's what I'll always be, what I always was, and what I'm going to do tomorrow and today. You know, it's just, I feel tired all the time. But I don't know.
That's your age tapping you on the shoulder. That's all that is.
Yeah.
What's the young fella doing now?
Who's, he works up at Beaver Canoe now.
Does he?
Yeah,
does he? So he never did get his red seal.
Oh, no. He'll be at the Kozlov Center for the next couple of years, I guess.
Oh, what a sin.
Yeah.
Does he like that, though, or?
I don't know. It's better than Max Mart.
Yeah.
You know?
I suppose it would be.
It's better than Max Mart, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My young fellas,
what else is, you know, what else I like to do in this, in the winter here, even though it's hot in the summer, I like to look outside in the winter, but I'm outside in the summer because it's warm, but it's a little bit warm now. I might go inside in a bit.
Well, that's always what I say. That's always the mystery of life, is kind of striking that balance between it's too hot, it's too cold, isn't it? I was just about to say, my young guy's assistant Zamboni driver at the rink out in Marlton.
Oh, yeah.
But he says the fall of driving the Zamboni is looking to retire here in the next 12, 15 years, so he's got a line on that job.
I'm not much of a skater, you know? Can't really skate too well.
Oh, ask my wife. I skate on thin ice quite a bit.
Feel free to... Oh, I don't think I'll be talking to your wife anytime soon. I was talking to her in the garden the other day, and to be honest, I just finished talking to her before I talked to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's been about 3 days. It's a long time.
Are you saying she talks a lot, or are you saying that you two have some monkey business going on the side?
Nah, just talking.
What were you talking, that whispered pillow talk?
Nah, they're talking about the Asian beetles in there.
I'm only messing with you. I know that you're not doing dirty stuff with my wife.
Well, I wasn't standing in the backyard the whole time. Yeah. Heck am I going to get into in the backyard?
Yeah, well, anyway.
Hey, you're not leaving, are you?
Nope.
You know, I like the company, even though we're not doing anything. I'm thinking of repainting this deck.
Go away.
Yeah. Remember that commercial with the old guy?
Right.
Gets the paint in the wood. The wood stain guy, remember?
Yeah. That's you now. It's not so funny. It's the old guy.
Was that Wilford Brimley?
Or one of them fellas, yeah.
Remember, he's like, get Riz Woodstain, gets right into the wood, and he shoots.
Do you remember, I was reading, you remember Neil Young?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like to sing that old man song anymore, because he said, old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like I am. It's just too confusing.
Yeah. Well, you know, he got married a couple weeks ago. Oh, my stomach again, Ned. Oh,
do you have the trots?
No, you know, when it kicks up, it just starts.
Sea peach?
God damn it. God, what?
Sea peach?
I gotta try some of that, what do they call it? The oil everybody's eating now.
Is it the cod liver oil or the castor oil?
No, the cannabinoids.
Oh, that kind of oil, right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for the stomach ache.
Do you know where a fellow could get his hands on that?
You know, you don't have to whisper. You can get it at the pharmacy in a couple weeks.
Was I whispering?
It's going to be legal, you know.
Do you know they have gummy worms with that stuff in it?
I heard that they have lollipops.
I heard you're going to be able to get popcorn with that stuff on it.
So when you're, let's just say when it comes out, maybe we can go down the convenience section of there and get some candy and some stuff, put it in the drawer, and our wives won't know the difference, and when we're sitting out here doing nothing, it will actually seem like we're doing something.
I heard they're going to have Mr. Freezies with that stuff in it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard, anyway.
You don't have to whisper, though. Well, I guess we should whisper. Don't tell the wives, eh? It'll be our secret.
All right. I like having a little secret.
Maybe we can, that'll be a thing. We can call it a name. Give it a name, like something else, so no one knows what we're talking about.
What if it's like we do things.
No, we should give it a name, like
Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah, let's go see
let's
Jimmy.
Let's go meet Jimmy.
Let's go see Jimmy. Jimmy needs some. What if they ask to see Jimmy then?
Okay, I can't do it anymore. Oh my gosh. We were trying to have the longest small talk conversation possible. And if anyone's still listening... It irritated me.
Oh, two guys just talking about
nothing to do.
Imagine that. Hey guys, that's where you listen to the TNT pod if you want to find out what really happens.
Imagine this is your first episode you've ever heard, and you're like, it's like two guys having small talk.
Yeah. What's funny about
Jeremy
that?
Jeremy Taggart.
What?
This is my question.
Yeah.
And I've been asking this question in various circles lately. When weed is legal, will people that don't ever smoke it start smoking it? Or will people that smoke it already just be more liberal about where and when they smoke it?
I don't think it's going to make people start. I don't see that. I mean, it's for adults, so I don't know. Maybe someone might want to try it, and the whole reason they haven't tried it is because it was illegal. Maybe that will happen.
But do you think that is a small percentage of people?
Even if they do, who cares? What does that even mean, though?
Well, I guess I'm just curious.
I know.
I'm curious as to...
I'm sure there will be people that haven't done it because it's illegal and will try it because it's legal now. I'm sure there will be a percentage of people that have that kind of thing where they just can't do it. You know that guy, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, boys. Oh, geez. Not till she's on the record books can I touch that stuff.
I guess I'm just trying to anticipate, or just for sport, figure out how things will change once it's legal.
I could see the wacky tobacco guy maybe having a rip. Right? That wacky tobacco guy, you crazy? You're smoking that stuff?
But do you think people that use it already will suddenly use it more because it's legal?
No, I don't. How does that? That doesn't make sense to me, how that would happen. I don't know. Like, maybe someone who uses it but can't get it. You know what I mean? Maybe that would increase because it's easier to get for that person. But I don't think that's... I don't know. I just can't see some... Like, accessibility is not really an issue for
most getting, people.
Yeah, so especially if you're a pot smoker. So I don't know. And there's a lot of people that just... don't even smoke it anymore. They just vape it, or they do edibles, or
right.
like you said, the oils.
I have to say, I never imagined in my lifetime you'd be able to buy it at Shoppers.
Is that where it's coming out?
Yeah.
There you go. Why not though? They sell darts.
Do they? I don't think they do.
They don't, do they? Did they stop the darts, geese?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
There you go.
No, Shoppers is off the darts.
They're off the darts.
You gotta go.
So we wanted to play a game. And you came up with a game called Jay or Dan.
Jay or Dan, where it's Canadian celebrities and you have to guess whether they're tall.
Tall or short?
Or short, yeah.
Which I'm guessing kind of fun. Most people that are on camera are shorter than you might think.
Well, that's the thing. But some people that are tall, you might not notice, right?
Because they're sitting down at a desk, say.
Yeah, like if Jay was by himself, would people know he's that tall without Dan, who's not even short?
It's no, just Dan's Jay's, like normal height.
Jay's that tall, but because Dan's normal and Jay's tall, Dan looks like he's short. When actually Dan's my height. I think I'm 5'9 and a half. That's got to be right the same right there.
Well,
what are you, Jonathan?
I'm like 5'10 and a half.
All bragging.
Yeah. Except I'm probably shrinking because I'm getting old, and I think that happens. By the way, in the Canadianity serendipity file,
yeah.
Remember we were talking about the Lumber Kings?
Yeah.
And remember we were talking about Pembroke?
Yeah.
And remember, I said, speaking of hockey, today is the Truro Bearcats' first day of training camp.
Yeah.
And I was talking about James Faulkner, the 6'9" guy who does the news in Truro, and he's like the Ryan Seacrest of Truro.
Yeah.
Falksy sends me a message and says, I'm listening to the pod. Thanks for the shout out. In a strange turn, my first ever play-by-play gig was for the Lumber Kings in Pembroke.
Fantastic.
How weird is that?
That's awesome. I love that.
Think how many things had to happen for that to be the case. That is legit serendipity.
That's it. That's one of those things where you know, when you like watch a movie and then or talk about something and then that movie just happens to be on. That happens all the time. All of a sudden I'm talking about like Fletch and then Fletch is on, but then Fletch is kind of always on.
I love me some Fletch though.
What's your favorite Chevy Chase movie?
You go first.
And I'm not even a big Chevy Chase guy, but I think, I don't know, I think Caddyshack is pretty funny.
That's at the time, it was probably Fletch because I liked all the different characters he played, including the guy with the turban and the long flowing robes who rollerblades on Venice Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And that guy drove like a Lincoln Navigator. Like, he was doing just fine. But by all accounts, Chevy Chase is a bit of a prickly character, right?
Yeah, yeah. Was that story of Bill Murray calling him an asshole on SNL when they first were starting together?
No.
Yeah, he like refused. Something happened. He got in a fight with him. Why are you such an asshole, Chevy? One of those kind of things.
Okay, we're jumping around all over the place, and I know it's just because we're excited. But what is your all-time favorite male and female SNL cast member? Tough one, hey?
Yeah. Female Lily Tomlin, probably.
Wow.
Classic, right? How do you go wrong there? That's a solid selection. And let me think.
Man, it's like trying to pick your favorite Michael Jackson song. Every time you pick one, in your head you're like, yeah, but what about?
Yeah. I think I'd go John Belushi, just because he was so funny.
Yep.
Chris Farley was up there, too.
No kidding.
Right? Very similar, though.
Like, you kind of have to have different categories, like most committed, best range, just makes you laugh.
Yeah, like, Phil Hartman might be, like, best all around, in my opinion, because he's very funny, he was very smart, super creative,
could versatile. Do
tons of different characters, great actor, you know? I remember, did you know that he did the artwork for Asia, the Steely Dan album?
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that somewhere, probably from you.
Yeah, that's nuts. Just the fact that he's like graphic designer, like that's one of the best albums of all time. And it's completely art. So kudos to that.
What a tragic end to Phil Hartman's life.
I know. I know. And underappreciated, too. I feel like he was one of those guys that was just going to kind of grow and grow because he was he made everybody else look good. Eventually that role or something would have come along where it's his thing and would have kind of completed his body of work.
It's true. He was kind of the best number two in anything always.
Exactly. Like, you know, if he's supporting you in a skit, you're all set.
I think Phil Hartman would definitely be in the conversation for me.
I don't think I've... There's never a thing of him laughing, right? You never saw him cracking up.
No.
And he never looked at the cue cards either.
He had it nailed.
He was always crushing it. People think about that, like nowadays, where it's like they can't... They're probably changing stuff last minute because it's not as funny, you know, it's worth, but there, you know, back then maybe he probably looked like two lines ahead and had it dialed. He was probably one of those guys.
He's pretty switched on.
Yeah, well, you know that style, right?
Yeah.
You can remember lines really easily, right? Somehow.
Yeah, less good nowadays, but in the early Street Sense days, I used to be able to look at a couple of pages of dialogue and just kind of have it.
That's nuts.
I think Phil Hartman is definitely in the conversation. I think Bill Hader is in the conversation for me.
Yeah, he's
great. Because some of his characters, like Keith Morrison from Dateline, he just sucks every ounce of nuance out of these people and does what great performers do, which is... In his impersonation, you're like, yeah, they do that, don't they?
Yeah.
It's maybe never occurred to you before. And I think as far as range, Kristen Wiig is
she's
pretty unrivaled.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Like Amy Poehler is great, and Sherry O'Terry and Rachel Dratch makes me laugh, but for different, believable, complete rethink characters, I think Kristen Wiig's pretty untouchable.
Mm-hmm. Jane Curtin was funny. She was another one of those, like, carrying the backbone.
Yep. Solid. But then you think, I mean, overall impact, Mike Myers and Adam Sandler sprung from SNL probably further than anyone.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say because of the back end production side, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, but...
Eddie Murphy, but he was kind of big when Eddie Murphy. He did.
And Bill Murray. You can't answer this question.
Gilda Radner, too. I mean, she was fucking awesome.
I remember when, I think when Mike Myers did movies for, it was probably Wayne, first character that he sprung from SNL, which he also did back in the Second City in Toronto days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Lorne Michaels had a piece of that. I think had a piece of Wayne's World, the movie.
Really?
And then I think that changed it for every SNL performer that came afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I think then they had to sign a deal that was no matter what you play in the first four movies you do, you get $100,000, and they are SNL or Broadway video joints.
You can see it. Like some of the big stars, they did those, like Will Ferrell, you can see those SNL movies, and then finally like got out to do his own.
I just realized that I said Bill Hader was better than Will Ferrell.
No, did you?
That's quite a bold statement.
I know. Will Ferrell, even now, how many movies he's done, and I still laugh when he does his thing. And it's that thing, which is always going to be that thing. But
it is that thing. So maybe I can hide behind that. For range, it's Hader. But for like commitment, it's Will Ferrell.
Well, Bill Murray, too, is like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Will Shuttle and Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, boy. Let's take a break, bud. We'll play Jay or Dan when we get back.
Fucking right, eh?
Coffee shop, know it all.
So, anyway, I was just at the game, and I couldn't believe that the Jays were down 3-1. It was the ninth inning.
I hate to interrupt. You were at the Jays game?
Yeah.
Do you know what's interesting?
What?
Is for a starting right-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. That is, you were in the middle of a story. I'm not sitting with you, and I completely interrupted. I heard the Jays, and I got carried away. My apologies. I hate to interrupt.
He's a coffee shop know-it-all. Now you do the guy in the coffee shop.
Okay.
I'll be the guy interrupting.
So I said to Tamara, like, I'm enjoying this, but I feel like we need to figure it out. Like, what are we doing here?
Because excuse me. Yeah? Excuse me. Are you in a relationship? You need it. Like, I mean, it seems like you're kind of having an issue. I mean, I really know about relationships, and because I'm a, you know, unbiased perspective, maybe you can, I can listen in there.
I was just talking to my friend here about an issue I'm having in a relationship. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, I mean, if you really want to know, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. You should mind your own business.
He's a coffee shop, no at all.
Have you ever had someone poke their head in your baba ganoush?
Oh, man. All the time. Or you can tell someone's listening. You know, like they have their head like kind of leaned and they're not paying attention to other people at their table.
You know
that one, right? The
split focus guy?
Yeah, and it's like obvious.
Well, I find especially nowadays with this like farm style seating or family style farm to table, how can you not eavesdrop?
Yeah, like at the Chipotle, sitting beside the trough, sitting with everybody, hanging out, eating burritos, and listening to everybody's problems.
Yeah, or someone's on the phone at the table. That's the worst.
Oh yeah.
Or voice that carries the room guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Like that loud in the room?
Or how about that's nothing guy? That's nothing. One time to me.
Oh, yeah.
One up guy.
Okay, here, let me tell you.
Let's see how many one ups we can do.
Okay. So I was fishing on the weekend, and I've never actually fished in Lake Simcoe.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
I've been there dozens of times.
I know, but anyway, I'm fishing, and I actually caught a trout, like a 3-pound trout, like this big.
Oh, the 4-pound trout's probably the smallest I've ever caught there.
Oh, you caught a big one there, did you?
Well, no, that was just a little one.
Powering off. Oh, is that
you want to catch a big one, you should fish on Lake Superior. You ever fished there?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, geez, Lake Superior. I was in the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, just in the East Coast there. We went out and looked at some puffins.
What kind of boat were you on?
Oh, it was like a big one, like beachcombers.
Like how many feet?
Oh, I don't know, like 27, 30?
Oh, you need 28 at least.
Oh. No matter what. Those ropes they had in that boat, those are tiny ropes compared
to... That's like twine, bud. That doesn't even count as a rope.
Yeah. I was doing this... I was on a yacht and
that's
I saw...
That's nothing. I was on two yachts.
I was on this yacht and a helicopter came out of the bottom of it and then two submarines popped out.
See, I used to have a yacht with a helicopter on the bottom, but that's dangerous. All the newer ones have the helicopter on the top.
No, like it was like a came out like a hornet, like a beehive, like six of them.
Yeah, the new ones come out more like a wasp.
One up guy.
One up guy and coffee shop guy.
What is
all right,
one
let's
up,
play this
what,
J or Dan, bud.
What does one up guy say to the guy who has front row behind the plate seats at the Jays game?
Do you know what? I'd rather be in the outfield because I can't see from behind the plate. God. The batter's in my way. I can't see when there are runners in scoring position.
That sucks, that spot, right? Like, making it crap.
I had tickets for there. Gave them away. Rather not go than sit
there.
Oh,
yeah, gave them away, guy. Oh, okay.
Jeremy Taggart, how do you feel about the trading of the Josh Donaldson?
I don't know. It's kind of weird when you think about Shapiro working down in Cleveland for 24 years and then the two best players on the Jays go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just odd. I don't like it.
Why is everyone saying it didn't end in a way that was very nice?
I don't know. I spent my weekend in Pembroke and just heard that... he looked pretty happy, that's all I know. And it seemed a thing, he seemed probably, was probably stressing because they're losing good parts as opposed to adding them. And Cleveland is a playoff team that's one of the best teams in the league that's just got better. So I see his point of being happier, but that's any baseball player. They want to try and win. So it's just bizarre how the team has just kind of dwindled in the last couple of years. And I don't know. I don't see us coming out on top of any of these deals.
Not anytime soon.
I'm saying we haven't really, everything seemed to be going the other way. So either they're looking into a 5-year building plan, but I mean, at this point, it's just everybody just wants to see Vlad Jr. come up, and that seems to be the only hope in the future at this point.
Boy, he just crushed it. He played in 4 leagues this year, right?
Yeah, he's going to be one of the best players in baseball, so we're lucky to have him. So that's a good thing. But that takes us back to kind of if that's all we have, then that's not going to be that fun.
Excuse me? I hate to interrupt. Are you talking about the Blue Jays?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Just, you know, what are you saying?
Oh, nothing. I'm not really a baseball fan.
But you just said, are you guys talking about the Blue Jays? And
I wasn't sure if you meant the team or the birds, because I'm into birds.
Can you go get your coffee then?
Yeah. Excuse me. J or Dan.
Who's tall or not?
J or Dan.
Who's tall or not? Because it's not short, because it's just not tall.
Wait, so this whole game is tall or average? Well, it is. It's short.
I mean, it's like if you take the Sesame Street thing, but some people say calling someone short is offensive, even though they're 5'10".
Right.
Right?
Little, so we're just playing.
If they're tiny little math, that's just the way it's going to be.
Well, then shouldn't we play Jay or Dan or someone really short?
No, let's just do Jay or Dan, because the perception is that Jay's super tall and Dan's super short. It's been played out perfectly for this game.
Okay, so we're playing the perception.
Yeah.
So this is just a first thought reaction.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, because we're not going to be picking apart and looking into people's biographies to see how tall they are, it is kind of like ballpark and more for the fun of it.
All right.
Just like Bigger Bird.
Right.
Right?
Oh, man. Maybe it's time to play Bigger Bird again.
Maybe we play Bigger Bird and Jay and Dan at the same time. Just to take it up a notch.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Well... Anyway, let's take out the Bigger Bird part.
Okay. Seth Rogen.
Because the Jay, it could be Jay and Dan, or it could be Jay and Diane. Because they could be female Canadian celebrities as well. Because we all want to know how tall people are.
True.
Right? Like maybe people wouldn't know, for example, that Denise Donlan is pretty tall.
Well, why did you waste that one?
I don't know. It's just the perception thing. Like, people know Conan O'Brien's tall, but do they know that all the Arkells are pretty much all tall?
They are, aren't they?
Mike and Tony. Yeah. Mike and Tony are just like us.
But the rest of them are like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, 6'2" to 6'4".
Like, how tall is Max?
Including Tim. Tim's got to be 6'3", I think. Max. Yeah. They're all 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". I feel like I'm hanging out with a basketball team when I'm in a room with those guys.
Yeah. Ew.
Hey, they had a nice little write-up in the Globe and Mail last week. Did you see that on Saturday? The Arkells, a nice two-page spreadsy.
They sure did. And it was well basically deserved. What we've been surmising for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Canada's next big?
And you look around and you're like, who else is there? It's not really a question.
No, it's not a question.
I mean, but it's not.
Don't get me wrong, there are lots of great bands out there.
Well, it's about how big and perception of how, like, they put a song out, it's a smash every time, and they're playing huge places and bigger, they're playing bigger places around the world. Yeah. It's like Letterkenny. That's not going the other way.
No, it's up and up, but it's on the up and up.
And you know why? Because they're sweethearts and they work their asses off.
Well, I think the second part of that is especially critical to the equation.
Yeah, but being nice is even more important. They get it.
Well, I like that you can do both.
Yes.
I like that people are kind of figuring out that you don't have to be...
Yeah.
A raging diva.
That whole perception of, rock star, it's okay to be a jerk to people or not have the time of day. No, man. If you be a great person as well as all that stuff, then that's the next level. Isn't that what you want? Is to, you know, maybe, because that, when you do that, other bands do that. And other bands are going to start being community-minded and trying to help. That's unbelievable. They've done more of that than any other band in the history, with exception to The Hip.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and it's kind of woven into the fabric of who they are as a band, too. People expect them to make good choices for their communities, and people expect them to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
Like, I know they've done that at a couple of festivals where it's all been white dudes on the bill, and they're like, oh, that's not really cool or reflective of the scene these days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is and that is the too, responsibility that comes with that profile.
They've been like, how come there's no female performers at this festival? Let's fix that.
Yeah.
Jay or Dan?
Well, I said Seth Rogen.
Oh, you did?
What do you think?
I think he's, I'm going to say he's like us, like 5'9", 10-ish. So that's, I would guess that would be Dan.
That's a Dan.
Yeah, I think he's a Dan, right? Nice.
Yes, we're guessing, but yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, it won't hurt. It wouldn't hurt to say people that both of us know, too, because that kind of cements it, right?
I know, but if both of us know, then there's no
mystery. No, because you might not know, and I know, and you know, and I might not know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so hit me with another one.
Okay. Mark Tewksbury, Jay or Dan?
Huh. Swimmer, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jay.
Yes. He's closer to Jay than Dan.
Do you know Mark Tewksbury?
No, but I've been at events with him and done television things. He's a nice guy.
And he's a tall guy?
Not tall, but taller than Dan. I'd say 6+, 6'1", maybe.
So maybe that's the category.
Yeah, well, it's Jay or Dan.
Jay's over 6, Dan's under 6.
Totally.
Okay. Matthew Perry.
Oh, definitely Dan.
Do you know that?
I'm looking at, he's not taller than everybody else on Friends.
Do you remember who his stepdad is?
I've never seen him to be tall. Who is it, Jim Perry?
No.
I wish. Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be the best. Actually, Jim Perry's son, Sean, represented me briefly. He worked at William Morris Endeavor.
Nice.
And he, in our first meeting, was like, so where are you from? Oh, Canada. Whereabouts? Anyway, turns out he's Jim's son.
People don't know who Jim Perry is, by the way. You got to give him the quick 2 seconds.
The host
Jim
of Definition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a
legendary Canadian broadcaster. But Sean Perry was kind of a heritage denier. He wasn't really in people knowing that he was Canadian.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've seen that.
I see that a lot, and I hate that. I grew up around that. I grew up in that kind of situation where it's like, you're seen as less because you're not from America on the world stage. It's really totally shitty, and I'm glad it's over with.
I'm glad it's over with, too.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you know the answer to this one. Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, he's a Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some more Jays.
Have you met him? You have, haven't you?
No, never have.
Remember, I just saw him hammered in front of my loft down there.
Walking, was it a wiener dog?
Yeah, and he made fun of the dog because he was hammered.
Here's a good one. Deadmouse.
Oh, yeah, he's all lanky and skinny and hacks darts all the time.
So I'm going to say Jay, right?
I'm going to say Jay, but I guess. Yeah, sure. He seems tall, but I don't know. Do you know?
I don't.
Hey, that's to the Twitter buds. You know who would know? DJ who? Phoenix.
DJ Phoenix would know?
He would know for sure.
I'm so confused. Why is Elon Musk showing up on Canadian celebrities?
Because he went to Queens.
Did he?
Yeah. Lisa went there when he went there.
So that's his real name, first of all?
Canadianity. Lisa went to school with Elon Musk.
So that's his real name?
And he was a nerb. A nerb!
What does that mean?
He was a nerb!
What does that mean, a nerd?
Yeah. That's my friend Greg Keplinger from Seattle. He called, instead of nerd, he'd be like Norb or Norby. Because I guess Norbert is kind of like a computer guy name, right?
He'd be like a nerd.
Norb.
Do you remember the origin of the term nerd?
What?
Do you remember the origin of the word nerd?
So if you see like a guy walk by and like cosplay from Star Wars, you're just like, Nerbzo!
Do you remember the origin of the word nerd?
No.
It's one of my favorites.
Is it?
In the 50s, there were two types of teenagers. Those that were drunk, D-R-U-N-K.
Yeah.
And those that were the opposite of drunk, which is drunk spelled backwards, K-N-U-R-D.
Oh.
So nerd originated that way, and then the spelling changed over time.
That's classic.
It is actually awesome.
Norb.
Okay, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, he's definitely Jay.
Jim Carrey, I'm going to say Jay.
Jay, definitely.
Michael Bublé, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
He presents as a Jay, but he's probably a Dan. He seems taller.
What about Will Arnett? I've seen him
up close. Will Arnett could be tall. He could be a Jay.
Hayden Christensen.
Do you know if Will Arnett's a Jay or a Dan?
No, I have no idea. All right. So I feel like this game is missing a layer.
No, that's why people will help us out on Twitter. They will. That's the whole fun of this game, is it?
How about, here's the last one.
Through the week.
James Faulkner, voice of the Truro Bearcats.
Oh, we already know he's a Jay.
He's a Jay. He's taller than Jay.
Oh, sure.
Jay would look up to him in so many ways.
6'9". I think he's
6'9", bud, and we'll meet him at our Truro show.
Who's the tallest person you know?
James Faulkner, voice of the Truro Bearcats.
It's a name drop, and I used to know him. I'd say it's more of an acquaintance. But if I saw him, I'd, you know, say, hey, and what's happening? What's shaking style conversation? Randy Johnson is tall.
Like how tall?
He's like 6'11 or something.
What?
Yeah. Or he's tall. Like, he's way up there. Let me check his. That's worth looking at those stats for height.
Let's wait to
because you know up what
episode till you while you look that up.
No, because I have one of his jerseys. He gave it to me, and I could put it on to show you how big it is. It goes past my knees. That's how tall he is.
Really?
Yeah.
So he shops at the big and tall.
Oh yeah, he goes to the big and tall. Let me check. Come on, Randy Johnson. This is the one who ruined the Sixth Sense to Duncan Coutts by telling him the ending before Duncan got to see the movie.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, you know your metric. What's 2.8 meters?
Aw, man. I was just looking up Dead Mouse.
Oh, okay.
He's 5.74 feet. What's 2.5?
No, 2.08 meters.
All right, stand height. By. He's 6'8".
6'8"?
He's not as tall as James Faulkner, the voice of the Truro Bearcat.
Oh, wow, yeah. I thought somehow I saw an extra couple inches being short.
There you go.
I would have liked to have met Andre the Giant.
Although, how many times a day do you have to answer dumb questions like, how's the weather up there?
I wouldn't ask that.
And do you play basketball?
I would say, how many beers does it take for you to get banged up? And he'd go, let's try.
Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud. Talk to you soon, bud. Boom, gong, gang, go, ki, do, gong, ju, bo, bounce, do, da, dum, bam, bam, tic, a, do, da,